The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The attack on the US Capitol may have been brief, but it has damaged America's global standing in an unprecedented way. Now, protests outside parliaments are commonplace elsewhere, but sometimes they're just that. They don't amount to much. But Jonathan Healy has been looking at how failed coups are often followed by more successful ones and damage the cause of democracy.
Events in Washington have taken a violent and tumultuous turn in the past few hours as thousands of supporters of President Trump stormed the US Capitol building, venting their anger at the victory of Joe Biden in the presidential election.
And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
The peaceful transfer of power, the cornerstone of American democracy, seemed a highly abstract concept today.
In the end, it was a pretty crappy coup. A ragtag of protesters, riled up by a desperate man, smashing their way into the US Capitol.
They were literally banging on the doors of Congress. And then some Trump supporters managed to get inside. They were armed and wandering the Capitol building. There were tense and violent scenes with police who'll have never dealt with anything like this.
Loss of life was inevitable and entirely predictable. The policing of this protest was an abject failure, and the recriminations will be felt for generations.
To storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, the floor of the United States Senate, rummaging through desks, on the Capitol, on the House of Representatives, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest, it's insurrection.
Since its foundation, the United States of America has appropriated the title of bastion of democracy. Ronald Reagan once said, "America is a shining city upon a hill whose beacon light guides freedom-loving people everywhere." After the events of January 6th, that beacon has been dimmed. An attack on any parliament is an attack on the democratic process. There have been lots.
Now, there have been dramatic scenes in Hong Kong overnight, with police firing tear gas at protesters who broke into and trashed the Chinese territory's parliament.
Hundreds of protesters storming Hong Kong's parliament, destroying pictures and daubing walls with graffiti on the anniversary of the city's return to Chinese rule.
The rampage through the Legislative Council came at the end of a day of protest marking the 22nd anniversary of the former British colony's return to Chinese rule. The return of violence is the culmination, of course, of weeks of tension over attempts to change those extradition laws to allow Hong Kong criminal suspects to be sent to China to face trial.
Hong Kong has seen its democracy wither and die with the imposition of direct rule from Beijing. The attack on the parliament building really signalled the end to its democratic value. Parliaments are far from sacred, but their defilement sends a clear message.
Heavy smoke rose from the parliament building in Tripoli as gunmen clashed with guards.
From Libya.
Sources say forces loyal to retired Libyan General Khalifa Haftar carried out the assault. He wants to rid the country of Islamist militants. The general is a former rebel in the war against Gaddafi.
Thousands of anti-government protesters charged towards the Iraqi capital's heavily fortified green zone, home to government ministries and foreign embassies.
And Iraq.
In the lobby, they were heard chanting, "Victory is for Iraq." Today's breach marks a major escalation of a months-long political crisis, brought on in part by plunging global oil prices and the ongoing fight against ISIS.
Reagan would have been appalled that America may be spoken of in the same breath as those countries, yet that high moral ground has now been lost. And that's ground that is hard to recover. Thankfully, our own parliament has never been stormed. It has been the target of protest at times of heightened tension, but the doors of Leinster House have never been breached. There was a time when an anti-austerity protest got a bit out of hand and pushed into the grounds of government buildings. That demonstration was pushed back out onto Merrion Street, but the pictures beamed around the world did little to settle fears about how Ireland was going to emerge from that particular crisis. But it did, and hopefully always will. Pressure can lead to punch-ups.
With Italy at the centre of Europe's debt crisis, the strain is starting to show among its politicians who've been at each other's throats, quite literally. These were the extraordinary scenes in Parliament with opposition and government members coming to blows in a row over pensions.
Only funny to watch when it's not your politicians, of course. Parliaments really matter. And that is why they're often targeted.
This was an awful day for our northern neighbours in Canada, and it has made for nervousness to the south among law enforcement throughout North America.
From the 2014 attack on the Canadian Parliament.
Just passing, just over here, and all of a sudden just heard a shot, turned around. And there was a guy with a rifle just around on the back corner and just pow, pow.
I thought it was just firecrackers going off, so I look across the street and there was a man with a rifle shooting at a bunch of people.
That murderous attack in Ottawa was repelled by police, including the then Sergeant at Arms, Kevin Vickers, who later jumped into action here against a perceived threat when he was Canadian Ambassador to Ireland.
To our successor regiments.
In an instant, Kevin Vickers stopped behaving like an ambassador, acting when Irish police and security did not, grabbing a protester and muscling him away to be arrested. The incident, during a memorial ceremony honouring British soldiers killed during the Irish uprising in 1916, was over in less than a minute.
There are numerous examples of attacks on parliaments closer to home that were designed to undermine confidence in their very existence. Think the attack in Westminster in 2017 and a very real attempt at a coup in Spain in 1981. That coup was repelled thanks in no small part to the Spanish king, but history shows us coups can happen.
Guy Fawkes is known most commonly for being the most famous conspirator who worked to blow up the Houses of Parliament and subsequently blow up the King, Queen, church leaders, many nobles, and bring down the monarchy and the government.
I know we're going back a bit, but Guy Fawkes, a man with whom the British have a very unusual relationships. He tried to blow up Parliament, but they celebrate his treachery annually with fireworks. It didn't end well for Guy.
Weakened by his torture, but still having his wits about him, Guy Fawkes jumped from the scaffold. His neck broke and he fell to his death, being killed instantly, and this spared him the horrific ordeal of his hanging and quartering. He was still quartered following this, with his lifeless body being cut into bits and the body parts distributed to the four corners of the kingdom for public display as a deterrent.
The gunpowder plot was at least an actual plot, the latest in a series of actions to overthrow that parliament. History has many examples of failed coups that were then followed by successful ones.
February 27th, 1933. In Berlin, Germany, the Reichstag burns. Arrested as a suspected arsonist is Dutch communist Marinus van der Lubbe. The National Socialists, however, suspected the KPD of an attempt to overthrow the government and took the fire as an opportunity to organize a witch hunt. Many political opponents were kidnapped and taken into so-called protective custody. Fundamental rights of the Constitution are suspended by the means of the so-called Reichstag fire decree.
That attack on the failing German parliament only really benefited the one party that had a larger objective, and their undermining of democracy continued up until the infamous Night of the Long Knives.
June 30th, 1934. German freedoms and the rule of civilized law die in blood at the hands of Adolf Hitler. In the deadly hours to be known as the Night of the Long Knives, he murders his way to Germany's dictatorship. A string of pitiless and audacious assassins work for a bloody 48 hours to purge all who might contest him for absolute power. It is at this terrible moment that Adolf Hitler goes from just one more politician reaching for power in a chaotic political machine to a brutal dictator with the untrammeled power to murder millions.
Hitler's coup was years in the making, yet eventually, after a lot of effort, it succeeded, and the entire world paid the price. The institutions of US democracy are restored for now, but almost half of the electorate voted for the guy who instigated the riot and encouraged seemingly normal people like Elizabeth to behave like this.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got maced.
You got maced. And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Thank you.
Now, I don't want to be mean, but Elizabeth's rather terrible effort at revolution gave rise to one of the best jokes from this particularly crappy coup.
We're any-meeny, totally insane.
They pushed me out and maced me.
Any-meeny, those are the best.
I really do not think that can be topped. On January 20th, Joe Biden takes back the White House, but Donald Trump won't go easily into the night. American democracy has a few difficult years ahead. And elsewhere, tin pot dictators know that an American president can never again dare criticize how they run their country.
And that report from Jonathan Healy.